Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. It's Tuesday morning. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse Watt.
And we are the Morning Mix.
Now, we know that JJ obviously doesn't play for the Houston Texans anymore now that he moved to the Arizona Cardinals, but he is just still missing him some Houston food.
He was, in town over the weekend because he got to give the convention speech, or the commencement. This is why we don't get asked to do these things. The commencement speech. Yeah, he gave the talk at the University of Texas, like, medical place or something. They gave him like a workout room there. And I mean, dude, you don't even live here anymore. And people are still like, hey, you want to do all this cool stuff?
I know. Houston will always claim JJ Watt no matter what.
He is ours. He's his out. And then all those Arizona people, after he tweeted out that he was in Texas and all the food, like restaurants that he tweeted out, all these Arizona Cardinal people are like, he's ours. Now I'm like, dude, you're the rebound.
This is okay. The 2.0 Olivia Rodrigo song, Do You Get Deja Vu? Because it's all okay. He had us first. We were first.
We had a small misunderstanding, and he wanted to go somewhere where he could win games, and we understand that, but he's still ours.
Okay, in any case, over the weekend, he ended up just randomly tweeting out a list of local Houston restaurants that he loves, and he misses since moving to Arizona. So here's the list. If you ever feel like you want to try some of JJ's favorite foods, Cotta Rabata, Island Grill, B&B Butchers, El Tiempo, The Breakfast Club, Killen's, Papa Doe, Turkey Leg Hut, Bagel Bob's, Kenny and Ziggy's, and Romano's.
I've eaten at all of those. I give an A+ to all of those. Good choices.
Good choices. Black Panther fans have been waiting to find out a little bit more details on the sequel that was announced in 2018. And of course, since Chadwick passing, they didn't know what was going to happen with it. Yesterday, yeah, we finally got the answer we were waiting for. We know the movie's going to be titled Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and it's going to be released on July 8th, 2022.
Okay. I know that feels so far away, but I feel like time is moving faster now than it did last year. Like, last year it just drug, and now, like, this year's just blowing by, and I'm like, I feel like we're starting to get back to our new normal. Time's moving fast. Seeing people. Things are getting better.
Sometimes I still think it's 2020, and then I look down, and I'm like, oh, thank God, we're out, kind of.
Somebody asked me how old I was yesterday, and I don't count 2020 as a year of my life,
no.
And I don't think any of us should, so we get that year back.
Perfect. It's like daylight savings time, but like fall back,
yeah.
Spring forward. Yeah, we just fell back a little bit.
And we're never going to spring forward. By the way, the taxes attorney that I'm seeing right now did not agree with that, so he wrote down my real government age.
Stupid. Adam Sandler responded to their viral video on TikTok of him being told there's a 30-minute wait at IHOP and walking out.
What did he say?
He tweeted yesterday, for the record, I only left the IHOP because the nice woman told me that the all-you-can-eat deal didn't apply to the milkshakes. In the most Adam Sandler-like tweet ever.
I'm here for the all-you-can-eat milkshakes?
What?
What?
For more news, log on to Mix96.5Houston.com.
Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, and we've got some ideas based on some of the best and worst Mother's Day gifts Jesse and I have ever gotten our mom.
Coming up in 6 minutes.
How's your day going to go? Well, we're not psychic, but we can read some horoscopes for you as you're driving into work this morning. Jesse always starts with the season that we're in, and as she's reading Taurus, you can text us your sign to 713-881-5965.
First of all, Sarah, don't set me up like that. I can sometimes read horoscopes. Sometimes I pronounce things wrong.
And when Jessie's been drinking, she can absolutely see the future. If you want Jessie to give you the best drunk dial ever, text us your phone number at 713-881-5965. And it really is the most entertaining 5 minutes of the next day for you.
Talk to you on Friday. Okay, Taurus, there is a strong force. Oh, it's May 4th.
Is it May the 4th? It's May
the 4th.
Is it May the 4th?
Okay. There is a strong force that is opposing you today, you may find that the unbending attitude of others is holding you back from the things you're trying to accomplish. Take this time to see the other side of the coin. You can gain a great deal of perspective and come to a healthy point of balance thanks to the events of the day.
The Force. All right, we got one from Elizabeth in Cleveland. She's a Leo.
Elizabeth, you could be blindsided today by a surprise announcement from a friend or coworker. An employee might decide to quit, or a loved one could announce a new goal in their life. Don't worry, the situation won't affect you negatively.
That was two opposites. Either somebody's quitting or somebody's got a new goal. And finally, we got one for Pisces.
Pisces, today you should feel a lot more relaxed than you have been the past few days. You may have been having a hard time with something that's getting you down. Try not to be too demanding of other people, though. It's not that people don't care about your problems. It's just that sometimes they can overwhelm you.
Oh. Well, and also, Jesse, I apologize before we even started reading this. Had it not been for Taurus's sign, I would have forgotten to wish you a happy 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah. So there you go. If you don't have a good day today, don't blame Jesse Watt. We've got a few today. You can blame the Force or you can blame the star. You see a lot of stories on the news of foster children talking to reporters. And the one thing that they always say when they say, you know, what do you want? They always say, I just want a forever home. I just want someplace to call my home.
Now, a lot of times when people are looking to adopt or go through the foster program, they're looking for younger children. And sometimes even babies. And it's not very often that teenagers get adopted.
No. In fact, if you talk to any caseworkers, they'll tell you that it's a very hard time for foster children once they cross over a certain age. And that was the case for a girl by the name of Monier. She spent years in state care and in group homes. And that's where she met her caseworker, a woman by the name of Leah Pascalides.
Now, in classic teenage fashion, of course, Monier didn't like Leah at first. She didn't like someone telling her what to do. But by the time she was a senior in high school and she was doing everything for herself, she realized that she really wished she had a mom to help her out.
So she and Leah had formed like a special bond, right? She would often tell her caseworker that she wanted her to adopt her, but Leah couldn't because of her job.
Until, of course, she saw a documentary about someone being adopted as an adult and they realized it was totally possible.
So they filled out the paperwork, they met with a judge, and now 19-year-old Monier has been adopted and finally has a home that she can call her own. It is Tuesday morning. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse Watt.
And we are the Morning Mix.
Dude, Astroworld is coming back to Houston.
So pumped, so excited. Everybody is like waiting, like, when's going to be the first thing we get to go to? When's going to be the first thing we get to see? Thanks, Astroworld.
Thank you. I feel like this is the first big event that we've had to look forward to since the rodeo, which we all know got canceled earlier in the year. So this is huge.
Do you feel like this past weekend we made a turn, or is it just me? Was that just a feeling because it was the first time that I'd been able to be out without a child for a very long time? Or is everybody else kind of feeling like, oh, we've kind of turned that corner?
I think a lot of people have, especially because, you know, Houston hit 90 degrees for the first time in 2021 yesterday, I want to say. So I feel like now that summer's coming around and it's officially been a year, everyone's like ready to get vaccinated and get back out there.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure it wasn't just me because, you know, there are a lot of times that, you know, I get overly excited about things and I'm
ahead.
I just want to make sure. Okay. As long as we're all on board.
Astroworld is coming back for a third year in a row, November 5th through 6th at NRG Park. Travis Scott released an official trailer for the event on YouTube, which we can put out online at mix965houston.com.
We'll tweet it.
Sad news. Bill Gates and his wife Melinda announced yesterday that they are divorcing.
Can you imagine that divorce settlement? Because you know they had a prenup, right?
But
can
I didn't
you
know
imagine?
That.
That they had a prenup?
I did not know that they had a prenup because, what, Jeff Bezos didn't, right?
I don't think so. No, I said I can imagine they had a prenup. Did they have a prenup?
I don't know. I literally don't know because I was reading this story about it yesterday and they compared their breakup, which is terrible, but they compared their breakup to Jeff Bezos and his ex-wife holds 4% stock in Amazon, which is over $36 billion.
And I should correct myself immediately. They do not have a prenup.
They
there
don't?
Is no prenup. No prenup.
Well, she is about to be the second richest woman in the entire world. Maybe the first. I don't know. This is sad either way, though. Like, money aside, it's always sad when you see a relationship break up. They did say they're going to continue to work together at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but they were married for 27 years.
Yeah. Okay. Totally. And I feel you on all that. But the whole time you were talking, also, I was trying to Google how much is Bill Gates worth. How much do you think he's worth?
Oh, God.
Again,
I don't want to say a number.
Very sad about the divorce.
Stupid.
Very sad about a wedding falling into marriage and everything falling to pieces. But how much do you think he's worth, though?
I feel like I'm going to say a number and it's not even going to be enough. Or it's going to, it's a billion, right? It's something with
it's
a B.
It's definitely in the billions. Definitely billions. Billions with an S.
Like $5 billion?
Higher.
No, 10?
Higher, way higher.
20.
No, double it.
40 million?
Double it.
No, 80 million?
Yeah, I don't know if you, that's like double it and then subtract some. It's $129.9 billion.
With a B.
$129.9 billion. Now, just for, you know, kind of a reference sake, did you do the exact same thing I did and kind of add up how much you have in your checking account right now? And you're like, huh, maybe that's why he doesn't have a prenup. Because if you take half of $129.9 billion, you're still left with like 60 some odd billion dollars. You take half of my bank account right now and it's going to be like, whew.
Sarah, if I asked you to guess my bank account right now, I never once would have to do what you just do and say higher. I'd be like, little lower.
If I was guessing Jesse Watt's bank account right now, considering we got paid last week, and I know for a fact I got two drunk dials this weekend, I would say you're probably in the ballpark of not wanting to talk about
it. There is $150.20 in there. Anyone want to get dinner?
For more news, log on to Mix96.5Houston.com.
It is Teacher Appreciation Week, and we want to take a trip up to SciFair today to honor one of their amazing teachers.
We'll tell you about the teacher who's making great strides when it comes to dyslexia teaching in 6 minutes.
This week is Teacher Appreciation Week, so we here at The Morning Mix want to honor and recognize and tell you all about, give shout-outs to all the amazing teachers here in the Houston area.
Now, today specifically is actually Teacher Appreciation Day within Teacher Appreciation Week. So if you have a teacher that you really appreciate and you want to give a shout-out to on The Morning Mix, please send us a DM on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Mix96.5 Houston.
Today we're going to SciFair ISD and Lambkin Elementary to tell you about Elizabeth or Miss Sutararakin, who is a dyslexia specialist and reading interventionist.
She is the best of the best when it comes to working with struggling readers and writers, and her students, families, and colleagues just adore her.
Beth makes learning fun with engaging lessons, and she strives to improve her craft each year by going above and beyond with professional development.
Not only does Beth provide coaching and staff development at her campus, but she also leads district trainings.
Every dyslexia teacher in SciFair knows Beth, and they consider her an expert in her field.
No one is more deserving of this recognition than Beth.
She is a rock star. Would it be a deal breaker in a relationship if you found out the person you're dating had had plastic surgery,
but they never told you about it?
It's time now for Love 'Em or List 'Em.
Because it feels like a secret, right? And when you reach a point in your relationship where you're about to make that decision of, are we going to do this or not, and you found out that you feel like they may have kept this from you, it could be a deal breaker.
That's why Sarah and I are here. We like to just push ourselves into your relationships and tell you, like the drunk girls in the bathroom at the bar, whether or not you should love them or list them.
We just walked past your table in Midtown, overheard you, sat down and said, listen, we'd just like to give you a little piece of unsolicited advice. And it's also good to have, like, people that are outside the situation who aren't emotionally attached, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. So, Sarah, this is an email that we just got yesterday, and I'm curious to see what your reaction is on it. Ellie, what does it say?
I've been dating a girl for about 7 months, and so this past Thursday, someone posted a picture of her from college, and I, like, knew instantly she had a nose job and some Botox. I had assumed she had work done, but I never really asked her, but she looks completely like a different person. Isn't this something you bring up when you're dating someone? I mean, what else is she not telling me?
Will they love them or list them?
Oh my God, there's so many thoughts running through my head right now. I just had a roller coaster of emotions while Ellie was reading that email.
What are you thinking?
The crazy part of me, which I'm, you know, perfectly comfortable admitted being like, what else are you not telling me? What other lies are you telling me? But also the reasonable side of me is like, you knew. How did you not know?
You
knew.
Come
on, how did you not know? How'd you not know?
Come on.
What do you think, Jesse?
Well, I think I've kind of grown up in this age where everyone has lip fillers are a thing now and Botox. I don't think this is that big of a deal unless he's concerned about things falling or somehow coming out. But, you know, she looks the way she looks now. She's obviously happy with it. Who cares?
So it doesn't lead you to believe that there's other photos that are going to be posted somewhere along the line on Throwback Thursday where you're going to be like, who's this? What's this? You were married?
No. I think that's probably like taking it a step too far. But Sarah, I see where you're coming from because Sarah, you and I are both down the like what if trail where we sit and think about the worst possible scenarios. So I see myself sitting there and tail spinning, but I also hear my therapist saying, that's not healthy. Like, I feel like we're reaching.
Yeah, we're really caught in the middle on this one, okay? So we're going to need your help. 713-881-5965. In this particular situation, would you like view this as a red flag? Would you say like she withheld information? Or is this like something where plastic surgery is just something we do now, or just not a conversation you have early on in a relationship?
Yeah, let's be clear. We're just trying to talk about, do you think this means that she's hiding other things? We're not against plastic surgery by any means. If you want to get your lips done, girl, go get your lips done.
Do you.
We support you all the way. Now, Allie on the phone right now, you're going to actually love her?
Yeah, because it doesn't change who they are. It just makes them feel better about themselves.
Yeah, because who they are on the inside is still the exact same.
Right.
The outside's just filtered a little more.
Yeah.
So she's going to love him. Going to stay with him. I mean, you know that I end up down a wormhole and a rabbit hole in like 5 seconds,
yes,
right? So that's why we have you, Houston. We appreciate you being the unbiased opinion, even though we just solicited this by saying we're an unbiased opinion.
Adam, it wouldn't change how you felt about her, would it?
No, it wouldn't. Just because that's like a kind of a personal cosmetic thing. And I think at the beginning of the relationship, it might be difficult to open up about that.
Do you think that now that he's seen the photo, he can be like, is there anything else you want to share with the group?
Perhaps, but I think that should be a private conversation.
Oh, yes, not one for the radio. No, we definitely don't want to be involved in that conversation. We just want to know if it was a red flag right now.
Right now, I would say no.
So in the situation of loving them or listening them, you're going to love this person and just get the whole backstory.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to add to that really quick.
Please do.
Because I hear what he's saying. Technically, like if I got cheek fillers or Botox and I'm going on a date with someone, I don't owe you anything. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to tell you my past if I don't want to. I don't have to owe. What am I going to sit down at dinner over a candlelit first date and be like, FYI, my cheeks didn't always look like this. No, like, I don't owe that to you. I did what I did for my own personal confidence, and I like what I look like, and it's not like I'm going to sit down on my first date and be like, hey, look at me 3 years ago. Ugly, right?
Yes, but also, I have to side with the guy who wrote in the email today, too, that if I've been dating Heidi Montag post-surgery and I see a photo of you from The Hills season one, I'm going to have a conversation. I'm just saying.
What is our children going to look like? Is that what you're concerned about?
Those things and like, obviously you look, I mean, he clearly said she looks like a completely different person. I just need a moment to take all of this in, right?
That's fair. No, that's fair. You need a minute to like, let it soak in.
Because we all, when you were watching The Hills and Heidi showed up to see her parents in Colorado or wherever she lived, we all just needed a minute on that episode.
Bobby, what would you do?
I don't know. That would be hard to say because, I mean, I understand people want to make good first impressions, but if you're looking for a long-term thing, I would definitely say you should be honest about it.
Yeah. So in this situation, would you love her or would you list her, put her back out on the market?
I think I would give a chance. I think I would love her.
Yeah, man, okay. Everybody's saying like, give her the benefit of the doubt. You know, you're right, Jesse. Like, you don't go on most people don't go on a first date and tell you their entire life story as they get drunk over dirty martinis. Some of us do. Others don't.
Some. Jamie, do you think she should have mentioned the plastic surgery?
No. I think it should come up eventually in conversation, but not in the early stages of dating. Yeah, I wouldn't bring it up on the first day. You got to be able to trust somebody and show some of those vulnerabilities before you can really kind of show your true colors.
So it's not like one of those situations where you just lay everything out on the first day and say, love me or leave me, I don't even care.
Right.
Yeah, that could explain why I'm still single. I totally get it now. It's all coming together. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
All right, see ya.
Sarah, so what I'm learning is, for anyone in the room, you know, no one's particular, fifth date, maybe we start sharing those personal things, like plastic surgery?
No, that's good. If I get there, I'll let you know how it goes. Okay. Fifth date would be nice. It'd be good. Not the first date and then wait for the callback. It is Tuesday morning. Thanks for having us on your way to work. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse Watt.
And we are The Morning Mix.
Do y'all have your tea in the car with you?
Oh, hang on. Go.
Go. Okay. Khloe Kardashian has apparently slid into the DMs of Tristan Thompson's alleged side chick.
First off, bad on your part for not blocking her. You welcomed this. Also, I love you, Khloe. Love you for this.
Tristan Thompson has been accused of cheating on Khloe, and proven, by the way, like multiple times. But he's been trying to win her back. And just recently, there has been an Instagram model that came out on, I think it was TikTok, she posted it, where she said that she had been hooking up with Tristan while she was back together with Chloe.
Do we know what the DM said? Is there any information on that?
Yeah, kind of. Not really. The girl posted the message that said, you know, Khloe Kardashian had messaged you, but all you can see is her saying, hey, this is Khloe. And then she blurs out whatever she said. And then the next message said, I would appreciate it if our conversation can remain confidential.
Yes, all of it except for the part that I'm going to post that says, you got a hold of me and then you asked me for this to remain confidential. Also, if you slide into someone's DMs, it's not confidential anymore, even if you ask them to remain confidential.
Mm-mm. Isn't that sketchy? I mean, my question is, what did she have to say to her? Like, maybe she had questions about what happened or the timeline of things. And obviously, she doesn't trust Tristan enough to just believe what he says. But what could she have to say to this girl?
No, she just trusts him enough to keep taking him back. I don't know. Maybe she ranted. Maybe you're right, Jesse. Maybe she asked questions. I don't know. She's probably trying to check his story out. He's probably told her this whole story about she pursued me and I wasn't even really into it. And my clothes just fell off. It was crazy. Gravity is so crazy. And then this happened. Yeah. So she's probably just trying to match up the stories. And I get it. Totally understand. I've been cheated on numerous times. You want to find that girl and you want to ask that girl some questions about what you've been told because you need that closure and validation. And hopefully this is the final time for Khloe. I don't think it is, but hopefully it is.
Well, she's been going through her journey to have another kid with Tristan. So she's probably going through some stuff right now.
Yeah, I also read a story, and maybe this isn't true or not, that Khloe and Kris are building houses next to each other after all this is going on. Like
Kris Jenner?
Like they're going to be like, yeah, they're going to be like neighbors, like next door building houses neighbors. It also could have been clickbait. I don't know. I kept scrolling because I was like, I'm at my limit.
Would you ever want to live next door to your mom?
Yes, absolutely. You don't even have to finish that question. I would literally steal her and put her in a granny pod in my backyard. What about you?
Yes, but I also, like, I lived with my grandparents around the corner from me, and there are some unexpected visits, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, but I welcome that. I want to be able to come home and have my mom in my kitchen rearranging things and being like, what are you doing? And upset, but also so happy at the same time. Hey, Sarah, what's it going to be like to be single for the rest of your life? I don't know. I'll be living with my mom.
For more news, log on to Mix96.5Houston.com.
There are two types of people in this world.
There are people who let their phone die.
And then there are us, the people that are right and put it on a charger.
Okay, we'll see who's right in 6 minutes.
How far do you let your battery get down on your phone before you put it on a charger?
When it dies.
Oh my God, we're the morning mix. Sarah Pepper, Jesse Watt. Jesse and I were hanging out this weekend and she picked me up, which again, I know. Why do you do this to yourself, Sarah? Two things are going to stretch you out in this situation. One, her driving. Two, I said, hey, do you care if I use your charger for my phone real quick? It's down to like 58%. And Jesse was like, 58%? You're fine. I'm like, we're about ready to go out. Like it could get down to 20 and then 10 and then we could get into the red. Like it makes me nervous.
58%. You got like 2 days worth of battery right there.
Jesse picked me up and her phone was at 27% and she thought that was okay for the whole night. Doesn't that stress you out that your phone could die? How are you going to get an Uber?
Well, I have memorized Tyler's number, my fiance, and he's Uber. So I just ask a stranger. I'm like, can I borrow your phone for a second? And I just call him.
There are two types of people. There are types of people that charge their phone at 50%. And there are types of people that allow their phone to run completely down. I have a theory on this also. I firmly believe, and we are a perfect example of this, that the people that do not allow their phone to get below 50% are also the people that dance the line of running out of gas on 610 on a daily basis.
True. I never let my gas light go on. I love to have my gas tank full. I'm terrified of being stuck on the side of the highway without gas. But yeah, I'll let my phone die. Like, I don't need to contact anybody. Reach me by pigeon carrier.
Jessie doesn't have to worry about her phone dying because she'll never run out of gas. I don't have to worry about running out of gas because my phone is charged. I promise you, if you're the type of person that never, ever, ever charges your phone, look at your gas tank right now. See where your gas tank is and text us and tell us whether or not this is a true theory or not. And if you're someone who always charges your phone, look at your gas tank and check out that light. You probably got like 11 miles left to go, guaranteed. What would you do if you walked into a hotel room but found that some people were already enjoying the bed?
When you say enjoying the bed,
I mean enjoying the bed.
Okay.
I mean enjoying the bed. I mean enjoying the bed.
Y'all would not believe the weekend that Sarah and I had.
Okay, Sarah Pepper, Jesse Watt, The Morning Mix. all I wanted was a night out, right? Just to enjoy a hotel, watch TV that I wanted to watch. We were going to have a surprise birthday party for my best friend Elizabeth the next day and stay at another hotel in town. So I was like, you know what I'll do? I have a sitter for the whole weekend. I'll just take Friday and I'll just go to a different hotel and I'll relax for the night. I told Jesse I was going to do this. Jesse was all on board. Super supportive female friend being like, you do you. You go relax. You get a hold of me the next day. And I'm like, I will. I went out and had some drinks by myself because that's what you do as a grown up, right? Yeah. You just want to sit at a bar and some peace and quiet and have some cocktails. I go back to my hotel. I go up to my room. I open up my room. And there are two people in the bed of that room. I look down at the key card, right? I look up because you know you always keep it in the envelope with the room number on it just in case you have too much to drink. You know where you're going. Looked up and I was like, nope, nope. Grabbed my bag, put my backpack on, said, this is my room. Then I shut the door, walked downstairs, explained to the front desk what was happening. And she was like, hold on. I'm like, hold on. We're not holding on. There are people having the business in my hotel room. She gets on the speaker and she's like, security, I need people up to room, blah, 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 because I don't have anybody else checked into that room, this, that, and the other. So I gave her my key cards back, my welcome sheet back, said I wanted my money back. I go outside at 12:45 in the morning. I call Jesse Watt crying and I'm like, you need to come and pick me up.
It was her room, like just to confirm.
It was her room.
We don't know who these people are. How they got into her hotel room. Mm-hmm. But obviously you don't want to stay there anymore. And I'm laying in bed.
No, I didn't feel safe.
Right? And I get a call from Sarah at 1 a.m. And I know Sarah's in bed by 9 every night. So I knew it wasn't good. And she's like, Jesse, there's people in my bed. Can you come pick me up? I'm like, yes, of course. But we're not going home because we still have the night off. So I brought Sarah to my apartment. And instead of Sarah having this nice and relaxing, you know, weekend where she was going to watch TV, we just laid in bed and I made her watch I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, and my dog Crosby tried to bite her head off.
And can we also explain the fact that Jesse cannot sleep laying flat, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So not only have I had this traumatic experience, which by the way, Jesse is the daughter of a police officer. That girl was from her apartment scoping out the area into that hotel in like 30 seconds. Not only that, she pulled out with her window down going, get in the car. Everything is okay. I'm like, you're safe now. Come with me. I get to her apartment. Her bed is at like a 45 degree angle because she can't sleep laying down. I'm like, man, this is the most comfort I've ever had. She's like, let's pick a fun movie. I'm like, yes, let's do pick a fun movie. I love sleepovers. I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. I'm like, out of all the streaming services that we have to choose from, we're watching I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. And then I'm trying to fall asleep, right? And I'm trying to fall asleep to this sound. Because one of us is actually watching the movie. The other one of us is actually trying to sleep through I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. That, by the way, is echoed by Jesse's very large German Shepherd dog who's got a stranger in Jesse's bed. And he is not okay with that. So all I hear is, roar, roar. And I'm like, so peaceful. This is exactly the night I wanted.
You're not my dad. Sarah just wanted to relax. Meanwhile, I'm next on the pillow going, do you want to make a TikTok?
Like, we should really make a TikTok, Sarah. Do you want to make a TikTok about this? I'm like, Jesse,
shut up.
And then when
it's
I do that,
2 a.m.
Crosby's like, row, 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 row. And then Chuck and Larry's over. You want to watch another movie? This is the best night I've ever had in my whole life. And I thought the worst part was going to be finding people enjoying my bed. No, I wake up the next morning. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning at a 45 degree angle. My neck is like stuck. And Jesse's like, you want to go take the dog for a walk? I'm like, do you ever run out of physical energy? Is it ever gone?
Honestly, God, Sarah, I don't think I have ever once heard a worse story about a hotel than what you just said.
It scares me because I wonder if that's ever happened to you, right? Have you ever been the one in a hotel room and someone's walked in on you, or have you ever walked in on somewhere else? Because I told Jesse I got into my Uber the next day and I was explaining to Mark, my Uber driver, and Mark was like, oh yeah, that's happened to me a few times. I'm like, really?
What?
This isn't a rarity?
713-881-5965. Tell us your hotel horror stories, because honest to God, Sarah, I know it sucks, but you probably walked in at the best time, because if not, you would have walked into the room.
No,
the bed. No. Listen to what I'm going to say first. You would have walked into the room, not known what just happened, and you would have known for a fact that they didn't wash the sheets. They would have made the bed, walked out, and you would have gotten in your robe and slept in it.
Okay. Maybe. but I also have the visual running through my head like a silent film playing over and over again. And then it just goes back and forth between previews of I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry to the view of the hotel room.
Drew, has this ever happened to you?
So I was traveling on business in South Korea, and I was just arrived at the hotel that night. I was really tired. I go to sleep, and I wake up. I don't know what time it was, even late at night. And I kept hearing someone putting a key card in the door and opening the door. And it was, fortunately, I had that little bracket keeping the door closed.
Yeah.
Or keeping it from opening very far. And it kept bumping that. And then they would shut it and then put the key card in again and do it again. And two or three times, I decided I have to get up and say something. I don't know if they're going to start, you know, banging on the door or something. But
yeah.
I went over and I looked through the little peephole, and it was just a guy and a girl, you know, couple. Apparently, they were given the same key. Of course, they're speaking Korean, but I was speaking English, and I said the name of my room, and they looked at their card and said the name of the number of the room. I guess the front desk gave them my code on their cards.
Oh.
But did you have to watch I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry
at a
with a German Shepherd
angle.
Growling at you all night? Did you get a watch I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry? And did you get to make a TikTok? By the way, we should start giving away sleepovers at Jesse Watt's house. But also, thank you for picking me up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.